Good, good. All righty, we're going to finish tonight. We're going to finish our chapter on the intellect so we can move on. But it was well worth it. Yes, sir. Receive. Well worth it. If you would, turn me to John, the 7th chapter. John, the 7th chapter. We've been having a good study on the intellect. And the 17th verse. It says, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. In other words, Jesus was saying, you're going to know if this truth or not based on if I'm speaking of myself or I'm talking of him, which means being able to understand the word of God and decipher the word of God. If the focus of a person's agenda or their talking is not about God and his word when it comes to trying to explain the word of God, if it's not about Jesus or the doctrine about Jesus or God himself, then you know it's erroneous. So that's one way we can know and understand whether somebody is trying to feed us bad information. See, so now we can understand how when we talked about when Satan talks to us, we can, number one, know he's lying. So that means we automatically know that whatever he says, we can take the opposite of it. We're going to know it's the truth. But we also have to be alert to other people trying to talk to us about the word of God. If the focus of it is not Jesus Christ and the agenda of God and his outcome, then we can understand and know that that's bad information. And they're trying to corrupt our intellect. You must be willing to hear the word of God, obey it, and change. Hear what I'm saying? You must be willing to hear the word of God and obey it and change. Every time you obey the word of God, you're going to change. It's important to train our minds to be yielded and obedient to God's word. Go with me to James, the first chapter. James, the first chapter. James, the first chapter. Once our minds are made up to do God's will, no matter what it is, revelation and understanding will come to us. So once you've determined, listen to me today, once you've determined to do God's will, revelation and understanding will come. So that leads me to James 1 and 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given to him. Verse 6 is very important. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7, for let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Why? Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So before God releases his revelation to you, before God makes you privy to information that you didn't know before, you're going to have to predetermine that you're going to do what he says. Mary gave what I think the most important phrase in the whole Bible, John 2 and 5. Whatever he says to you, do it. Can't get more simpler than that. As we read the word of God, we must open up our minds to understand his concepts, situations, in a fresh way. Then we make sure we petition God for further revelation and accuracy. That's important. Petition God for further revelation and accuracy. Other words, it's okay that when you hear from God, to pause, say, God, okay, let me make sure I go over this. This is what you want. This is how you want it done, so that you can create accuracy with God. God doesn't mind that. Matter of fact, he wants that. We must stay humble. No matter how brilliant the idea is that we come up with, we have got to always give God credit. You must always give, listen to me a minute, you must always give God credit for that brilliant idea because it wasn't you. You must always have ask God for continual help and know that you need God's continual help. Other words, I can't figure this out, God. I need your help. Go with me to Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2. Start at verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Do you see that? You only can find the knowledge of God when you cry out for it. Other words, you make it known, God, I need your help. If you do not make it known that you need his help, he figures you don't need his help. When he knows you need his help, but if you don't cry out for it, he's going to figure you don't need it. And so why should he give it if you acting like you don't need it? So you have to, even when you at your most confident moment, you still have to cry out for God's help. God, I need your help. I need your insight. Romans 11th chapter. Why is it that we need God's help? Why do we have to cry, continue to cry out? Well, Romans tells us. Romans 11th chapter. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Oh, the depth. How deep is it? The riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Who counsels the God? Who counsels God? Who helps him make decisions? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? Who gave something to God? Who originally gave something to God? Nobody. God is original. He's always existed. He's always be. He's the beginning, the end, the Alpha, the Omega. He's the in-between. For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. So Paul is giving us and let us know that God can't be exhausted. You can't get around. You can't go above. You can't go underneath. You can't go through. It says everything. Watch what it says. I love what the way Paul said it. Paul says, for of him and through him and to him. Hebrews 11 and 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That everything which appear that does appear were made by things which do not appear. So that's the knowledge of God. All just so it boggles our mind to even think of the intelligence of God. And so when we remain in the humble position, we continually cry out for God's intelligence, then that's when God is willing to pour out on us his wisdom and his knowledge that will cause us to triumph in all things. Is that making sense? If we freely focus and release our requests from our hearts to him, God will freely reveal the wisdom from his heart to us. We must not lean on our own understanding, but acknowledge God and let him, as we always talked about, direct our paths. So as leaders in the body of Christ, we have to have sharp intellects. Sharp intellects don't mean we're the wittiest. Sharp intellect doesn't mean we know the most in the room. Sharp intellect doesn't mean that you can retain the most knowledge or the most information. What it means to be a sharp-minded leader is your ability to access the mind of God. Because if you can access the mind of God, you got the upper hand on everybody in the room. Nobody can get around you. Nobody can get over on you. Nobody can get by you. Why? Because you're able to access God's mind. As a leader, it's important to have a well-trained intellect. Accepting blindly everything people say will never make us leaders we need to be. Now watch this. Watch what Paul told Timothy. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and 7. He said, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Paul was telling Timothy, who he was leading, he said, listen to what I'm saying, but I need you to go to God so God can give you understanding. That is a powerful word of instruction. Listen, but still go to God so he can give you understanding. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Whatever revelation we hear, I don't care how powerful the revelation is, it can be powerful as it want to be, but we still got to go to God with that revelation and allow God to help us grab hold of it. We must listen to the teaching, but seek the Lord so our intellects will know how it can be applied more fully. Now watch this. Behind every intellectual person is a root motivator. What is a root motivator? It's the thing that causes them to search for knowledge. Every one of us have a different root motivator. No matter how intellectual and knowledgeable people are there, there are core beliefs that guide their search for knowledge and their use of knowledge. Watch this. Talking about being an effective leader. Effective leaders have to have sharp intellects. So watch this. The key is not in understanding the contents of people's thinking, but in understanding their way of thinking. When you can understand the way a person thinks, you can pretty much anticipate their next move. When people start reasoning, they usually have a goal in mind, usually to prove themselves right. Moses operated with a sharp intelligence. He was one of the most humble people to walk in the face of the earth. How do I know Moses had a sharp mind, sharp intelligence? He wrote the first five books of the Bible with no tape recorder. Think about that now. No tape recorder. No kind of recording device, no nothing. He wrote the first five books of the Bible. Moses' secret to leadership was not his speaking ability or great faith or bold confidence. He seemed to lack those qualities from the beginning. But in Psalms 103, gives Moses' secret. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of God. Moses was after the way of God, not just what God can do. Are you seeing this? Moses was, listen to me, Moses went after how God wanted things done rather than what he was going to do. He began to understand how God thought. Not what God was thinking, but how. How did Moses accomplish this? Joshua gives us an insight into how Moses did this. Joshua 1 and 8. Turn there. Joshua 1 and 8. This is Joshua writing. And watch what he says. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Or somebody talking to Joshua. To all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. Moses spent daily time in the tabernacle, spending time with God so he can understand God's thought process. When he began to understand God's thought process, he knew how to access the mind of God and get how God wanted things done so that he can get the results of God. Moses was more interested in God being proven right than himself. You see, that's where we as humans trip up the most, is we want to be right rather than trying to prove God right. So we have to take, when we get to bringing ideas, we have to be sure to give God credit, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have come with those ideas. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have known how to make that move. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have known how to get out of this particular situation. Moses' secret is he began to understand how God thought and was more interested in God being seen right rather than himself. Moses used, watch this, the source was God's motivation, his way of thinking. That's what God's, his way of thinking, that's what his motivation, God's motivation. Moses even used that information against God when he interceded for Israel. He reminded God of the way he thought and how God should act. are you seeing this? Moses understood how God thought and reminded him about it. Because God was getting ready to be done with the Israelites. Getting ready to be just done with them. And Moses began to intercede and say, okay, God, remember you said you was going to do this? God, remember how you said you was going to treat them? God, I'm reminding you, this is what you said. Moses took the time and discipline to mold his intellect to mimic God's ways. That's powerful. Moses took the time and discipline to mold his intellect to mimic the ways of God. That's the reason why God backed Moses up. That's the reason why when Moses, anything Moses did, God backed him up. Why? Because God knew Moses was thinking like him. This is very important. If we're going to become leaders, if we're going to become effective in the body of Christ, we have got to train ourselves to think like God. Be able to capture the thoughts of God. Be able to embrace the thoughts of God. So that it's not us that is right, but it's God that is right. Is that making sense? Moses' goal was not that he was to be proved right, but to show that the Lord was right. So in order for that to happen, you can't have a selfish mentality. Your motivation cannot be, I want to be right. Your motivation cannot be, I don't be seen as intelligent. Your motivation cannot be, well, I want everybody to be looking to me. Moses, God did something very strange in Numbers, the 11th chapter. You have to turn there. God told Moses, I need to choose you 70 elders. And it dawned on me last night when I was studying for this, it dawned on me. He said, choose you 70 elders. So number one, he said, choose you 70 elders and then call them to the midst, in the midst of the congregation. And then I'm going to come down. This is God talking. God said, I'm going to come down and I'm going to take the spirit that is on you, Moses, and put it on them. So I started thinking, first of all, when God told Moses to choose, Moses already had qualifications that he was looking for. He said, you choose them. So he's looking for people that operate just like him. think just like him. Personality, not necessarily a personality like him, but their characteristics are like him. Then God said, I'm going to come down, Moses, and I'm going to take the spirit that is on you. God didn't say, I'm going to take my spirit. He said, I'm going to take the spirit that is on you and put it on them. What spirit do you think God was talking about? The ability to access the ways of God. That's the most important thing you can ever learn. If you can access the ways of God, listen to me to that. If you can access the ways of God, then you can be successful in everything that you do. Because if you can access the ways of God, then you're going to get the acts of God. So he told Moses, I'm going to take the spirit that's on you and put it on them. In order for that to happen, you cannot have a selfish mentality. I do not want to go to the next chapter. So one of the perks of being a second-year student is we are through. Because I want to wait. I don't want to get into memory. Because when we get into memory, memory is a beast. And so it's going, I don't want to start memory at 9. Then I want to take a whole class period to talk about memory. So you all have a wonderful night and enjoy your early time off.